Jeremiah, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. He is the everlasting King. At His wrath the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure His indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is He who made the earth by His power, He who established the world by His wisdom, and by His understanding He stretched out the heavens." There's only one Creator, and that's the true God. So He introduces them to the God they do not know, who is the sole Creator of everything that exists. That strikes a blow at the divided responsibilities of their pantheism, their many gods, and the fact that they believed that God was everywhere and in all of them, and therefore sharing this creative power on a broad level. He is the sole Creator. Secondly, He is the ruler. He is the owner. Let's just put it that way. He is the owner. It says in verse 24, "He is Lord of heaven and earth." They would understand kurios to mean master. "The earth is the Lord's," Psalm 24:1. "And all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it." He is in charge of everything. He owns everything. The Old Testament says the cattle on 1,000 hills are His. Everything is His. At the end of the horrible judgment that fell on Nebuchadnezzar, according to Daniel 4, the end of that period, "I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever, for His dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but He does according to His will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and no one can ward off His hand or say to Him, 'What have you done?'" Nebuchadnezzar learned through that judgment who is the owner of absolutely everything that exists in the created universe. There are not many gods. There is only one God. "Every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird of the mountains. Everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you, for the world is mine and all it contains," Psalm 50 says. So Paul is unfolding to them the knowledge of this true God, which knowledge is knowable because it is revealed in Scripture.